Tip number six, whoever is asking the questions is controlling the conversation. If you don't end in a question, your prospect will. And then you're sidetracked from delivering your key message. So always be the one asking questions. Later, I will give you the procedures to ensure you're controlling the conversation, but it's a good tip to always be the one asking questions. Tip number seven, the more you say, the more you're required to say. This is a trap many people fall into. Where I've seen this really trap myself and others is with product sales. Tip number eight, never sell what they won't buy. As you'll hear in the qualifying section, you find out what a person needs, wants, or doesn't want. Once you find that out, keep using that. That is what they will buy. Your company may have some fantastic qualities like being debt-free, like having global patents, being traded on the New York Stock Exchange, being the fastest growing company on the Inc. 500 list. That's all just blah blah stuff. You don't know if your prospect will buy those concepts. If your prospect tells you that he wants to work from home and he wants to not have a boss anymore, he will buy that. Let's suppose you buy some leads of people who've indicated they want to work from home. During the qualifying section, you say, Bob, let's suppose you found the perfect business to work from home. What would that business look like? Now, whatever he says, you must write down, because these are the things he will buy. You have to listen very carefully, because whatever he says is gold. As you will hear, you might have to ask a couple of questions to get to the answer you're looking for. When someone goes to the hardware store and asks for a drill bit, do they really need a drill bit? No, they need a hole. The smart hardware salesperson will ask enough questions to get the full information before they make a recommendation. Like, how big of a hole do you need? How deep do you need the hole? What material are you drilling through? Only sell what they will buy. Tip number nine, don't carry baggage from one call to the next. I've done it and seen it. You call someone and they jump into how network marketing is a pyramid. Then you go to call number two, actually defending network marketing. In that example, you're coming from the intention of defending network marketing instead of the intention to make their life better. Each prospect is unique, and you have to ensure that you are unique on every call. Also, don't adopt your prospect's beliefs and views. Many times you will hear your prospect tell you, I'm not a natural salesperson, or I wasn't wired that way, or those don't work, or a million other things prospects will say. If you're going to be successful, you can't buy into their ideas. I have a name for all those excuses, by the way. It's called bugs. I'll tell you more about that later. Tip number 10, observe. Fully observe what's going on around you. Listen and or look attentively to what's happening. Let's say that you're talking to someone and you hear a baby in the background. Now you know they're probably distracted by what's going on, so simply say, is that your baby I hear? When they say yes, perhaps they even apologize, say, boy or girl, what's his or her name? Then ask, do you need to put the phone down and handle anything? This will do more for establishing a good relationship than just about anything else you can say.